everyone. Welcome to the D Group Leader Podcast. This is Chris McLaughlin, the discipleship pastor at Stones Crossing Church. And thanks for joining us on this episode. This is episode 23, and we're going to be continuing to talk about why theology matters, and especially in our groups. Why does it really matter to actually talk about theology, to grow in theology? So we're going to get into that today. Now, before we jump into that, I just want to remind you about our D Group Leader meeting that is going to be taking place on March 15th. That's at 12:30, so right after the second service in the house. I sent down an RSVP link to that in the last email. I'm going to include it in this week's email as well. Please check your calendar. See if you can make room to be there on the 15th. Thanks so much. I think it's going to be a really important meeting as we're going to be talking through things for wrapping up the spring, and then also a couple tidbits about the fall and what's going to be going on with this going beyond in the fall. And so we're gonna talk about that at that meeting. So make sure you RSVP for that. We'd love to have you there. I think it's going to be really important for us. So go ahead and do that. Well, we're going to go ahead and jump into what we're talking about today, about why theology matters. And last episode, we talked a little bit about that, really how for some reason in a lot of the evangelical church, we see that theology has sort of gotten a bad rapport recently. That is, people are claiming theology is causing division. Why should we study it? Why is it that important? Things like that. And I made a case for why theology is really important for the renewal of our minds. Today, what I want to do is talk through another reason why theology matters, and that's really to grow in love. I think that growing in love for the Lord through theology really does a couple things. Number one, we're going to talk about how it's connected to our knowledge of Him. So like our love for the Lord is really connected to how we know Him. Growing in love for the Lord then increases our trust in Him, and growing in love for the Lord helps us even to combat sin. And so I just want to touch on these three things really quickly, because I think that this becomes very practical, not only for us, but for how we lead our D groups as well. So think about this for just a second. Growing in love for the Lord really is connected to our knowledge of Him. Think about Paul's main prayer to his churches. He says this a number of times in a number of his letters to different churches, that he prays that they would grow in the knowledge and love of the Lord Jesus Christ. And those two are always together, this knowledge and love of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the question really is how does the knowledge of the Lord and love for the Lord work together? And I think it's pretty simple. We can't love what we don't know. And I mean, we can just use a very simple marriage analogy, right? Like I can't love my wife unless I know who she is. If I'm not spending time getting to know her, if I'm not talking to her, if we're not communicating, if I'm not asking questions and learning about who she is and her character and her person, to love her would be awkward. It would be like, it would sort of be like this. What if, you know, you have a married couple that's been married for 50 years, and they're sitting there across the table from one another on a date night, and they don't have to say a word. They can just look into each other's eyes, and they know what each other is thinking, right? And we think about that, and it's like, wow, that's so sweet, and wow, they just really know one another so well, and they love each other because of that, of those years together, because of all the knowledge that they've accumulated about one another. But imagine the same scenario with a couple on their very first date. They're sitting there across the table from one another and just kind of like staring at each other. It seems very awkward. It would be very strange. And it's because they don't have the years of knowledge and experience with one another that then builds a relationship of real love for one another. So hopefully that makes sense, this idea that as we know God, that's actually what helps to develop our love for Him. Those two ideas are intimately connected, and I think we see that in the way that Paul talks about that. The other thing about this too, I think is really important, is that when we don't know the Lord, when we don't really know what the Bible says about the Lord, we have a tendency to do something pretty terrible with that. And that's to fill the gaps about God with our own ideas about God. In other words, what we're doing is we're actually making God into our image. So if there's things that we don't know about him, we may know some things about him, but then the rest of it maybe we don't know. And our natural tendency is to sort of fill in those gaps with another conception of God. So whether it's something about us, or a lot of times what I've found with this is that we end up taking our ideas about our earthly fathers and projecting them onto God. And as we do that, what it actually does is it gives us an insufficient picture of God, a God that is ultimately not the one true God. And ultimately what that does too is it makes that God not lovable. He's not lovable because he's so much like us, right? We're sinners, we're broken, and we start to apply those concepts to God himself. And so we can't really know God without studying his word, without working through those difficult questions, without actually doing theology. And that is so critical for us to be able to know him and then to be able to love him. So hopefully that makes sense with that first point. The second thing that we want to talk about here is growing in love for the Lord actually will increase our trust in him, or we could say increases our faith as well. As we learn more about who God is, we find that we can trust him. This is what I love about Scripture, and in particular about the Old Testament, is that it always comes back to this idea that God is very consistent, that God always does what he says, whether it's for good or for evil. You look at some of the passages in Deuteronomy, these promises that God makes, and God says, you know, I will bless you, you know, as the people of God obey him, that there's these blessings, but he also says, look, if you don't obey, there's going to be these curses as well. And ultimately that ends up leading to their exile in Babylon and things like that. But here's what I find so fascinating is that they really have this idea that God is consistent, that he's always going to do what he says, whether it's for good or for evil. Now, God is being always consistent. It means that his actions are going to be driven by his character, right? So his character is going to be ultimately good, truthful, just, right? I even think about in the book of Jonah. In Jonah, we see Jonah running from God because God is calling him to go to Nineveh to preach to these Ninevites. These are the enemies of God's people. And Jonah refuses, and he runs away, and it seems like he wants to throw himself into the ocean at one point because he doesn't want to have to do this. But then in Jonah 4:2, we find out why. This is what he says. He says, "That is why I made haste to flee to Tarshish, for I knew that you are a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and relenting from disaster." In other words, Jonah's saying, look, I know your character, and I know that if I go and I preach to the Ninevites and they repent, that you would actually forgive them. And I didn't want that to happen. Right? Yeah. And that's the whole point of Jonah. It's this indictment on himself. Like he understands that this is the character of God, and that's why he runs away. So here's what I think is the important thing for us in this is that it's knowing that God is merciful, that he is compassionate, that he is slow to anger, he's abounding in steadfast love, that he does forgive when we repent. And knowing these things about him help us every single day. Like when we evangelize and tell people about the Lord, we can proclaim this truth to them. We can tell them and say, look, I know with confidence that God is a God who is slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. And if you repent, he will forgive you. It leads you to that 1 John 4:9, right? That when we repent that he is faithful and just, right, to forgive us of all unrighteousness. And so that's a really incredible thing. I mean, think about it, even for our own lives as Christians, when we sin, what do? We just run and hide? No, like God, he wants us to come back to him. He wants us to come back to him. So, and we can do so with confidence because we know his character, that he is faithful and just to forgive us. And so that's all based out of his character. So doing theology helps us to know his character so that we can actually interact with him rightly. It increases our trust in him. It increases our faith so that we can have the kind of hope in Christ that Hebrews 11:1 talks about, where it says, you know, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. There's a sureness, there's a certainty to it that is not based on wishing. It's not a hope that's like wishing. It's a hope that's a confident hope that this is the kind of God that we serve. Well, here's the last thing. So what we've seen is how growing in love for the Lord is really connected to our knowledge of him. Growing in love for the Lord increases our trust in him. But you know what? Growing in love for the Lord actually will also help us in our combat with sin. A few months ago, we had Dr. Brian Chappell out here, and it was an incredible time just of learning about how to interpret God's word, how to teach God's word. We recorded all of this, and I'm going to include the link to that in the email this week so that you guys can go on and you can listen to all of his lectures on this, and there's all of the notes that he gave us. It is worth it, you guys. Check this thing out. It's really, really good. But when Brian Chappell was here, one of the things that he said I thought was so incredible. He said, you know, he asked us, why do we sin? Why do we sin? He said, well, we sin because we love it. We sin because we love it. So how do we stop sinning? We have to find a greater love. What a profound truth that is. That we can't just pick ourselves up and choose to stop sinning because of our hatred for sin or our hatred of ourselves when we sin, but that we actually, as we grow in our knowledge and love of the Lord, that actually helps us to stop sinning. It helps us in that battle with sin. And we can only love God more by learning more about who he is, about his character, about his love for us, that he's patient and kind and gentle, that he's that he's both just and he's merciful. And so in our struggle with sin, getting into God's word and learning theology is one of the best things that we can do. Because as we learn more about the character of God, we love God more and more. And that becomes greater love than the love that we have for the sin that we commit. God becomes more and more important. He becomes, our vision of him becomes bigger and bigger and really begins to conform our lives to him. So I want to ask you guys, where are you in learning theology? Where are you in this? You guys, if this has been a struggle for you, if this is something that you'd like to learn more about, I really want to encourage you, talk to your D group shepherd or reach out to me. I would love to talk with you about it and give you some suggestions on how you can start to really grow in your learning of theology. And it's not hard. It's stuff that you can do. Listen to a podcast in the car as you're driving around. There's some really great books that I could recommend. There's lots of great resources that we can recommend to you to get you started in this area. But I would say this too, as D group leaders, studying the scriptures with your group is one of the most important things that we can be doing. Because nothing, I mean, one, for your group, I think is really important because getting into God's word is going to help them to see God's character and to grow in that knowledge and love of the Lord, but for yourself too. You guys, nothing is going to force you to grow in your ability to know the scriptures more than preparing to teach it. And so spending that time in preparing to teach the word, that's going to bring back just huge dividends for you in your own growth in the knowledge and love of the Lord. So we'd love to talk with you more about that. Reach out to us if we can help you in any way to grow in that area. Well, thanks for listening today. So glad that you did. Hopefully this was helpful for you. Next time, what we're going to do is we're going to jump into segment 3 on why theology matters. And this is really going to be dealing with worldview, that theology is going to shape the way that we view the world. And that makes a huge difference in our life every day. We're going to be talking about that next time on the D Group Leader podcast.